Blog Talk Radio.
Educational Services and the SRI Label Group presents Wild World on this magical network called Blog Talk Radio. Deepest, darkest Africa, across the polar ice cap, spanning the jungles of South America without a compass, without a map. This is Larry Batson inviting you to join us for the next hour for fun and education with Dr. Henry Day on Wild World. Now, the SRI Label Group Wildlife Educational Services presents. Larry Batson's Wild World, broadcasting from the Wildlife Compound in Clinton Falls, Indiana, and from the Wild World News Studios in Indianapolis, Indiana, recently decorated in knotty pine, which I have to say, Dr. Day, looks very nice.
Oh,
Dr. Henry Day.
Good afternoon, Mr. Batson.
Good afternoon.
We have a good day.
I'm sorry.
We have a pretty exciting guest today. We're happy to have her back on the show.
We do. In fact, she's going to be on the whole show, so she'll be watching you. So this Wild World News today has to be good.
Well, yeah, it's extra special today because we have Laura Cheadle on.
I know.
Well, at any time, you want to chime in during the Wild World News, please do.
Yeah, yes, please. And in fact, that usually is great help for Henry and I, Dr. Henry and I.
Yeah.
7 weeks, we just ain't got it. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, that's just because we're old. Nothing we can do about that.
Also reporting from the Dr. Day studio is his parrot, African gray parrot, to be more specific. No, to be more specific, Congo African gray parrot, which I've neglected to ask his name, Doc.
Well, it's a rescue bird, and it came with the name of Sis.
How do you spell that?
Now, S-I-S, I guess. The owner has a dog named Gidget.
Yeah.
This one is named Sis.
Yeah.
And I think maybe he had a Sally Field fixation. Sister Patril, Gidget. I don't know, but you're going to hear her through the entire show, I think. She's kind of wild.
Oh, fantastic. Well, hold on now, Dr. Day. I've got to make it official.
Thank you, Mr. Batson. Well, here's the Wild World
really
News
good.
For May 1st. Now, listen to this. This should be done all over the world. Dover, Delaware. A bill passed to stop the automatic euthanization of all retired research animals.
Well, yes.
Well, you know, what a ridiculous thing. Why do we have to have a bill passed to do that? That's just ridiculous.
Well, in case you ever notice, the government is kind of ridiculous sometimes. It's the best one, but
yes.
It's still ridiculous.
Well, let's hope that we have a lot of people that follow their lead.
Yes, yes.
All right, now
I
you can breathe a lot easier in Missoula, Montana. Everybody will be happy to know that the two grizzlies were captured this last week and moved out of the residential area there to keep them away from the people and the livestock there.
Well, that helps. So the bears were there first.
and the bears were there first, but they relocated them. Just so no one would get hurt. All right, we got a new baby giraffe.
Well, it's not one of those neighborhoods where they have to have approval for a special type of mailbox or fence or something.
Probably.
Yeah, okay.
All right, we got a new baby giraffe born at the Dickerson Park Zoo in Springfield, Missouri.
In there.
The baby giraffe was 6 foot tall when she was born, but no name has been selected yet. So, if you want to check into the website, they'll be naming this baby giraffe.
What is it, a boy or a girl, Dr. Day?
It's a girl, right? As far as we know, it's a female.
What do you think we should name it, Dr. Day?
Oh, let's see. I think Laura is a very pretty name.
Oh, that would be nice.
I agree.
Laura, what do you think we should name the giraffe?
I'm going to go with Dr. Day's choice. It's a beautiful name, especially at its Mother's Day. Shout out to my mother for naming me that. So I'm going to admit that.
How can I say it ain't any different? I look like the biggest creep in the world. I go with Laura, too.
Woo!
All right. Well,
my second choice would be Adele.
Yeah, that's a good giraffe name, Adele.
Yeah, well, whatever.
Well, while we're in Missouri, let's run over to Kansas City where something fishy's going on. Starting on Monday, the Stingray Bay opens at the Kansas City Zoo. We'll actually be able to go in and touch the stingrays.
Well, that's very cool. I haven't been to that zoo in a while. We should go, Dr. Day. We'll have an expedition.
Well, let's take Laura with us then.
I'm there.
Yeah, that's...
And we'll take our own fish food. We'll fill our pockets up with bait.
Yeah, that's right. Maybe we can get a gig for her at the zoo.
Well, that'd
Deal.
Be great,
I'd
though.
Like the Philly Zoo.
Good for you.
Yeah, it was a fun gig.
I bet it was. I bet it was really cool.
Yeah.
All right, we've got an odd story out of Hilo, Hawaii. A green sea turtle with its two front flippers cut off was found at the county beach there. Now, they're not really sure what has happened to the turtle, but they're going to do their best to make sure it has a good life and maybe do a little flipper operation.
There's got to be a special place in the dark place with fire for the person that would do that.
Yeah, or, you know, it, you never know. Could have had been a boat accident.
Yeah.
Don't know. But either way, it's a pretty sad story.
Right.
You know, that happens a lot to the manatees in Florida. All right, it's time to check your hat and goats, please. Orono, Maine. The University of Maine, listen to this, brought in goats as stress relievers for the students during the finals.
I can see that.
Yeah, I can too. And you know,
I always thought. I always thought goats would make a fine pet. I thought they were special. So, that's a good idea.
Yep, I agree. And you could start a rent-a-goat business, I guess.
Hey, you've started a nucleus here.
All right.
Not a big investment, $50 a goat. Maybe, what would you need? 2-3 goats? 1 scoop shovel. I'm thinking, what else? A truck to haul the goats in. I can see that. I absolutely can see it. Goats are us.
Without a doubt.
Yeah.
Now, here's these next two stories. This is to let our listeners know that, yes, wild animals do bite. We're at West Palm Beach, Florida. A country club employee who was bitten by a raccoon last week has tested positive for rabies.
Now, how did he get bit?
Exactly.
Was
I imagine
his dumb hat on?
Was probably
yeah,
seeing
ouch.
The raccoon. And as we know, if you see a wild animal, such as a raccoon or whatever it might be, during the day, a lot of times these nocturnal animals, you see them during the day, there's a problem with them. They're either sick,
right,
injured. So stay away from them. Stay away from, you know, if you don't know what you're doing.
Yeah.
All right, now listen to this next story. Brattleboro, Vermont. The state health department says a rabid fox climbed through a hole in the fence at a local elementary school. It came onto the playground where it bit one student and scratched another. Now, we know right away if that fox was there on the playground, there was definitely something wrong with it.
All right. That's too bad. That's really too bad. Because can you imagine, here are those young people, they're getting that kind of exposure to animals, and it's a negative exposure. So, yeah, that's just bad.
Now, you've worked with many foxes in your lifetime.
Yes. I've been bit by all of them.
Yep.
They weren't rabid because
they
were in captivity, but they do bite, even ones that have been raised by people.
Yep, well, thank God you get your animal shots. Everybody's protected, so.
Well, and I get inoculated annually, too. So they won't catch anything from me.
Exactly. That's a good idea.
All right, how smart are owls?
Let's go to Kankakee, Illinois. A baby screech owl that fell out of its nest twice this last week has been taken to the Flint Creek Wildlife Rehabilitation Center. So, either his mother doesn't know how to build nests, or the little guy is just ready to go, ready to get out of there.
Too early, and it could be it was blown out of the nest, or it's just an active baby. We've raised two owls that left the nest way too early. They were barred owls. They were so cool, Dr. Day and Laura. I'd come home at night and I could hear them coming through the woods. That sound, hooty hoot, hooty hoot. And I'd go get them something to eat, and they'd be waiting by the fence post for me. And I could throw that food into the air, and they'd catch it out of the air and take off back in the woods every night. It was cool.
Yeah,
then they would leave for a night, and you wouldn't see them. Then they'd leave for two nights and you wouldn't see them. Then after they left for three nights, then they were gone for good. They were, you know, doing their own shopping, going to their own grocery store. So.
Well, we thank you for helping those little guys out.
Oh, I thank them for the experience. It was cool.
Okay, listen to this. Myrtle Beach, South Carolina. Report says that some animals at the Waxahachie Zoo show signs of psychological distress. The animals at the zoo are being stressed out.
How's that happening?
Well, I don't know. 10,000 tourists a day?
Yeah, but they get used to that. It's got to be something.
Yeah,
else.
You would think so. And we'd have to have some type of, I don't know, degree in animals.
Well, what they need is to hire you and I as an exploratory committee, have us go in and research the zoo and solve their problem in probably a couple hours.
Yeah.
Dr. Day and I would not charge that much.
No, maybe cotton candy or something.
Well, I was thinking a little more than that.
Elephant ear?
Okay, now you're talking.
Not a real elephant.
Yeah,
you know.
No.
All right,
no.
Let's get on with it, so we can get Laura on. All right, now when you're visiting one of our state or national parks, you're not allowed to take anything with you. Jackson, Wyoming, officials say dozens of horned hunters are being cited for trespassing at the National Elk Refuge. Now, if you carry off some horns, some antlers, going to cost you a $280 fine.
Well, they're not meant for the people. They're meant for animals like porcupines and squirrels that eat them. get valuable calcium from those antlers. So people are not in that equation. So I'd say make it a $500 fine, make a point, and nobody would dare to even look at one of those antlers.
I agree. Yeah, $280 is not enough.
All right, here's some cute news out of Arlington, Massachusetts. Authorities say 11 ducklings trapped in a storm drain near the police station there were rescued by officers using a net.
Nothing
good
cuter than
them.
A baby duck. Yeah.
Shoot a video of it and blast it across the internet. Law enforcement gets too much negative publicity.
I agree.
So anything positive is... Mother
of
the internet.
Little baby ducklings. I'm sure they were very happy. All right, local.
I may be mistaken, but I think we put that on Larry the Animal Guy and Friends on Facebook. Someone on the staff.
I think that's a good idea.
Yeah.
All right, now the local news. I'm sure you've heard about this. Waveland, Indiana. Authorities have seized more than 750 birds and a raid of two suspected cockfighting rings. 750 birds.
Yeah. You know, it's kind of hypocritical, though. Just think of what the chickens that we eat. I know Laura's a vegan, but chickens that we eat, the abuse and torture that they go through. I mean, we don't think about it when we go to KFC, but it's true.
Right.
So,
yep. Exactly.
So you really gotta, pick your battle there. I'm not saying cockfighting's a good idea, but I'm just saying, don't be a hypocrite when you say the reason they shouldn't do it, because you would be wrong.
That is correct.
Well, hopefully these birds will be in a lot better position now. All right, let's play. Who's gotten older this past week?
Oh, it's for Laura and Larry. Oh, that's exciting. What surprise this week, Dr. Day?
An all-expense-paid trip to the Wildlife Educational Services Wildlife Refuge.
The door's locked.
All right. Let's get on with this. Let's see. Now, Bert Bacharach turned a little older this week. We all love Bert. But how old is Bert turn?
Go ahead, Laura. I'm going to think about this.
70?
Seven. No. I'm going
to
go above that. I'm going
to
say 81. You don't know who Bert Bacharach is? Hey, Henry, sing a little Bert Bacharach for Laura.
Oh, let's see.
Today. Raindrops.
Raindrops. Well, she knows raindrops keep falling on my head.
She may not.
Keep falling on my head. Oh,
that's
okay.
Bert Bacharach.
Yeah, now see, I'd rather hear Laura sing that than me. Well, actually, Bert, Mr. Batson, you going to take a shot?
I said 81.
Bert turns 90 this week.
Oh, my Lord.
Yep, yesterday, Bert turned 90 years old. Now,
he's probably got another
Eric,
20 years in him.
Let's hope so.
Yes.
Now, you know singer Eric Burden of the Animals in War.
Yeah.
Laura?
Eric Burden.
I know War.
Sing a little Animals for Laura.
Sing it for me.
All at once
there
I was
is.
Strolling one very hot summer day when I thought I'd lay myself down to rest in a big field of tall grass. Spill the wine.
There you go. I was thinking a little earlier than that, Dr. Day. Like, we got to get out of this place. Or
House of the Rising Sun.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Now I got it.
Oh, yeah. See, she knows.
All right, Eric.
See, she has Papa Cheadle to keep her in line on music history.
That's it. We should have had Papa Cheadle on here.
He would have got all these.
I'm going to be pulling up shortly to him.
Wow. It's kind of exciting. We're actually riding with Laura Cheadle today.
Wow.
Woo!
Yeah.
All right.
I'm not even scared.
Singer Tony Tennille.
Singer Tony Tennille.
Who? Dr. Day, I'm sorry, our connections.
Tony Tennille of...
Tony Tennille, Captain Tennille. Muskrat Love. He's probably 75.
Well, you're pretty close there. Tony Tennille turned 78 this week.
Oh, she's not like me.
Singer Gary Glitter.
Oh, that's a hard one.
This week.
He's been a sick little puppy for a long, long time.
Yep. Singer Thelma
Houston.
I'm going
to say 85.
Ooh. 75.
Oh, I will not apologize to Gary Glitter.
All right. Now, we all... Billy Joe got a little older this week.
Yeah.
You got a better shot at this one, Laura.
Who is it?
Billy Joel.
Billy Joel? Oh. He's in his 60s?
I was going to accuse her of Googling that, but... No, I'd say Billy's like 75, 76.
Well, you're going to have to apologize to Billy. He just turned 69 this week.
Oh, I was, gosh, he must have started when he was about 12. My gosh.
All right, Stevie Wonder.
Oh, now.
Oh, I know him. Hey, Stevie Wonder is a couple years older than my dad, so he's probably 66, 67.
Can't compete against that.
We're going to have to give it to her. He turned 68 this week, so he was 67 for part of the week.
Yeah.
Oh, party just started.
Okay, singer Bono of U2.
With or without you.
Sleight of hand and twist of fate. On a bed of nails, she makes me wait. Well,
I'm going to say 69.
Oh.
I think 50.
Well, he turned 58 this week.
Oh, God. There's someone else that'll never come on the show.
Yeah, you're right. We probably
You know, my wife Cheryl met him before U2 became U2. Yeah, they were the opening act for Jay Giles, I think. Imagine that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I know.
All right, well, let's get on with this. Let's get Laura on. So let's do the fact of the day. Now, frogs sometimes eat enough fireflies that they themselves will glow in the dark. Yep.
Is that
that's
true?
The Wild World. True fact.
Oh, my. Well, once again, a wonderful job done by Dr. Day and his staff at the Wild World News headquarters in Indianapolis, Indiana. As we mentioned earlier, has just been redecorated with knotty pine. The acoustics are amazing, Dr. Day.
And the smell, too.
And the smell is beyond unbelievable. And our guest this week, which we are so happy about to have join us, Laura Cheadle. Here we go.
I'm patiently waiting.
Week on her way to her own mother's celebration. Mom Cheadle, Duke Cheadle, our guest.
Woo!
She's got a pretty darn amazing daughter, Laura Cheadle. Hi, Laura.
Hello.
So have we arrived yet?
Almost. Good to have you back. 5 minutes.
Well, you know, I was looking through my stuff here. Got this exciting new album out, Chill. Before we go any further, how can folks get the album?
You can get it everywhere, iTunes, Amazon, anywhere online, but also a physical copy at lauracheadle.com, which I will mail out personally. I just sold out of my first batch, which is very exciting.
Oh, that's cool. Well, I'd have to have the solid piece of recorded material. I couldn't go with these downloads, so I know they're a big deal now. But
Do the CDs come with an autograph?
They sure do. Just got a bunch more in stock. Get ready.
So get off your wallet, Dr. Day. Send Laura some money so she can get, get a CD.
I'm there.
That's right.
I figured that. Hey, I was reading here. This is one of the coolest things. My nephew, who's a doctor in Orlando, whose hospital is very close to the Pulse nightclub where that terrible shooting occurred, Laura sang the national anthem at a candlelight vigil for the LGBT victims. That had to be pretty special.
That was amazing, and it was very emotional. And there was about 50,000 people there. As you've seen the video, which I have up, it is unbelievable. And it was, you know, a horrible, horrible thing that happened. And I was very, very honored to do that.
Well, were you in Florida, or did you make a special trip down?
No, it was actually in Jersey City, New Jersey. We held a vigil there. Yeah.
Well, that's cool, man. That's just, unbelievable. And then I noticed here, and I knew this already, but I just forgotten it, that you played with one of my heroes as a young teenager, Peter Tork from the Monkees.
Yeah, that was a great tour. He is a phenomenal guy. So nice. He just hung out like a very normal person. He even brought my mom on stage, speaking of. He brought my mom up to sing, and we all sang with him. Daydream Believer, I sang with him. My mom sang. It was amazing.
Wow.
Oh, cool.
I'm just so jealous. Henry, can you, for people not familiar with the song Daydream Believer, can you give us a little short rendition? Like 10 seconds? 5 would be okay.
Let's see. Well, let's have Laura do it. She knows the song. I mean, I had both albums, both first monthly albums.
Yeah. Well, you know, Laura's a professional. She doesn't want to be made sound silly for the performance like that. You, we don't care about.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
And I rise, I wipe the sleep out of my eyes. The shaven razor's cold, and it stings.
That's perfect.
What, you want more?
That was absolutely perfect.
We're here to listen to Laura, not me.
Well, Laura's on her way to her mom's. We're going to be talking to Sue Cheadle in a little bit. It's that time.
Yeah,
I don't give it a secret password by Dr. Day that he has to take a short break. So we'll do that. We want to remind everyone the SR Label Group is our underwriter for Blog Talk Radio, Shelley Leibowitz. What an amazing thing he's done. He's put us back on the air, and the support that he's given us is just phenomenal. And he has quite a catalog in his own right. Here's something that he has, part of the SRI label. Go to srirecords.com. You will not believe the downloads that are available, including this one. You're listening to Blog Talk Radio, Larry Batson's Wild World.
If you see me walking down the street, and I start to cry each time we meet. Walk on by. Walk
first
on
walk
by.
Around.
Make believe that you don't see the tears. Just let me breathe in private. Cause each time I see you, I break down and cry. Goodbye.
The SRI Label Group is our underwriter for Wild World on Blog Talk Radio. The SRI Label Group is for people that love all music, rock, jazz, blues, country. It is all there. Artists and their classic recordings, best of ELO, Little Richard Live, Chambers Brothers, Hall & Oates, a catalog of thousands of recordings available for download or just to listen to. Explore an amazing music collection at the best musical site, the SRI Label Group. Check it out today, srirecords.com. Cheadle and the Cheadle Family Band, brand new song from their new album, Chill, which is available everywhere. Good morning. Also on her website, lauracheadle.com. That's a pretty nice tune, Laura.
Thank you.
Beautiful.
With my mom. It's her favorite song off the album.
I love that song so much. Hi, Larry.
Hi, well, now we're honored. We have Sue Cheadle on the phone. It's so great to have you. Happy Mother's Day.
Happy Mother's
Day.
Thank
you. Oh, thank you both so much. This is an honor to be on your show.
Oh, now. I have a question, though. Now, I'm not the best son in the world sometimes, but I was kind of wondering, now, are you cooking all the food for your celebration?
No, I'm very fortunate. My husband, James Papa Cheadle, is the chef in the house. He's cooking everything. But I did go to
Oh, well, that's good.
Yeah.
So what's on the menu this afternoon? I may get on a plane and head that way.
Okay, good. He's making a fabulous paella with shrimp and scallops and I think some cod and a vegan version for Laura with tofu. Yeah, so it's like brown rice, a million vegetables and vegetable broth and a nice bottle of white wine inside. Oh, it's just, I've been watching them since 1:30 making this, and I'm just drooling. going to be great.
Well, that's pretty cool. Well, I tell you, I'm quite a fan of Papa Cheadle, but you have to be so proud of Laura. What a career she's developed.
She just astounds me every day. Well, you know, I listen to her new CD every day, and it's just I wish everybody could hear it because it's so good. It really is. Really is a good CD. Yeah.
We're gonna try. We're gonna try and help any way possible. It's
awesome.
It's fantastic.
Yeah. Every tune is just so moving, and. I don't know. I just love every tune on this Chill CD. I took the picture of the for her cover.
My mom is the photographer of the cover of Chill, the one that you put on your poster.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh! What a talented family.
I know.
That's a phenomenal photograph.
Yeah, that is.
You know, the Cheadle family being so involved with Laura's career. You know, basically her dad is the backbone. Well, would you not call him the musical director, Laura?
Oh, yeah, he is.
Yeah, of course he is. But I was kind of thinking about this for a moment. I was wondering what Dave Davies would think about this.
Hold on. Let me see if I can get Dave. He's in London. It takes a minute to get him hooked up here. Dave, are you with us?
Well,
Dave, can you hear me?
No, is that you, Dr. Dave? Oh, I'm sorry, I dozed off for a second. What were you talking about?
Laura Cheadle, Dave.
Dave?
And the Cheadle family.
Dave.
And the family band.
Oh, I got to hear the last song. It was really, really beautiful. Beautiful. That's all I can say. It was beautiful. I liked the intro. Then they were all quiet spot there. It was just beautiful. I think.
That was your cue, Doc. I want to apologize for that brief moment of attempted entertainment.
I love it.
Yeah, I'm glad Dr. Day has that hotline to Dave Davies. That's quite convenient.
Yeah.
And expensive.
How much did that call run? About $132.76.
Well, the last show we did with Dave from London, it was $200 something.
Oh my!
Oh wow!
I'll have to plan a couple of those every show then.
Uh-oh. All right.
He would love that.
Yes, he would. So, now this is what I wanted to talk to Laura about. You were in Nashville, which is probably the coolest city in the world.
Oh, yeah.
I have to tell you my little adventure in Nashville, Tennessee. They wanted to throw me in jail in Nashville.
What?
I know. I was taking I do a program where we use rattlesnakes and Gila monsters and basically create a desert scene, and I collect them throughout the program. And I've taken it to cities like Cleveland, Pittsburgh, Columbus. And when I was going to take it to Nashville, Tennessee, I received a call from the Tennessee Wildlife Resource Agency, and they said, if you bring your snakes down here, we'll throw you in jail. The convention center is 6 blocks away. So I didn't realize it, but there was a law, a regulation that you cannot possess venomous snakes in the state of Tennessee. So my question was, what about all the churches that do their snake handling down there? And they proceeded to tell me, which I didn't believe, that they have to keep them in lock boxes, taken across the state line to Kentucky, and only brought in for the service after everybody's in their church, the doors are locked. Which I didn't believe at all. But here's what was cool about it, Laura and Sue. I go into a music store down there, and I walk in there, and I start talking to one of the salesmen. And he said, you're the guy they've been talking about on the radio with the snakes? I says, yeah. He says, hey, he says, you're the biggest thing in Nashville this week. I said, really?
Woo!
He says, yeah, everybody can't believe there's a regular. So they asked me, he said, do you have an 8x10 glossy you could bring in and I could hang it up there next to Travis Tritt and Trace Atkins and some of the other people that's been in here? Yeah. I said, I said, sure, why not? So,
You're famous.
That's my Nashville. Nashville's a great place to have fun. I told Cheryl, I said, we need to go down there, get a room, and then just sleep all day and then go hit the honky-tonks all night.
It's a magical place. Great.
It is. I mean, when you see a person carrying a guitar case around at 10 o'clock in the morning, I mean, it's like, wow.
Oh,
this
yeah.
This is cool. This is my kind of place. Absolutely. We're talking to Laura Cheadle, Sue Cheadle, Dr. Henry Day. Laura has her new album out called Chill. And there was one particular track I have not had a chance to listen to yet, but I love the song, so I know it's going to be fantastic right here on Wild World on Blog Talk Radio.
I need love, love to ease my mind. I need to combine. My mama said you can't hurry love. No, you just have to wait. Just in love don't come easy. It's a game of give and take. You can't hurry love. No, you just have to wait. You gotta trust, give it time. No matter how long it takes, but how many heartaches must I save before I find the love to let me live again? Right now. It's when I feel my strength, yeah. Ooh, it's almost gone. So I said, Mama, what you say? You can't hurry love. No, you just have to wait. Just in love, don't come easy. It's a game. Give and take, how long must I wait? How much more can I take before loneliness will haunt my little heart to break? I can't bear to live, no, I can't bear to live alone. Grow impatient for love just to call my own. But when I feel that I can't go on, these precious words keeps me hanging on.
Some tears.
your favorite.
Woo!
Yeah, that's right. Woo!
That was really nice.
I don't do that as well as Laura does. Woo!
Wow, that was really beautiful.
My dad came up with that concept. I just came in the studio and he did all the music and I just...
First take.
Here's my dad. Say hi.
Hey, Larry. Hey, doctor.
Hey, Papa Cheeto. Hey, I'm a big fan. I love you. I attempt to play keyboards, but you're the master. I'll tell you.
Well, since your daughter has the voice of an angel, tell us something bad she did when she was young.
Yeah.
Oh, she never did anything bad.
No.
No.
Perfect little angel.
I got him doing PR perfectly, man.
I guess.
Well, that's right.
You Can't Hurry Love was one take, fellas.
Yep, I sang that one take.
Oh, my. Well, you know, that's the best. That's just...
The
what
timing,
did they say?
I
we were talking... We were talking the Animals earlier, the band, and House of the Rising Sun had sold a gazillion records with three takes. Done.
Mm-hmm.
Over. That's why Chandler had so much trouble. Yeah, well, that's why Chas Chandler had so much trouble producing Jimi Hendrix, because Jimi Hendrix wanted to do 50 zillion takes. He couldn't understand that.
Yeah.
You know, as Papa Cheadle knows and Laura's learning, it's all about the money.
It's all about the money.
Yeah, that's right.
You know, it's like what Quincy Jones says, when you start thinking about money in the studio, God walks out of the room.
Well, that's true. That is true. But I don't. Laura, it's been fantastic. Gosh, what a great show once again. You know, I'm going to hold you to this one day. I said this before, that when you big and famous and everybody's wanting a Laura Cheadle album. Oh, I had this little thing I was going to say. Your first platinum-selling album, I know you'd be more than willing to give 5% to the animal family.
Of course. I am a vegan, remember. I'm the ultimate animal lover. I'm a vegan, remember that.
I do remember that, so that's fantastic. I'm going to try and... I'll have to get the list of food items that are okay to eat, so maybe I should change my eating style. I'd probably lose about 20 pounds instantaneously.
Sure you would.
Well, you know, I'm quite honored to share this wonderful Mother's Day with Sue and Papa Cheadle and Laura. They're getting ready to have a big feast over there. And Dr. Day, can we take your private plane and head up to Jersey?
Come on.
Well, it's already scheduled out this afternoon.
Oh,
delivering
my God.
Yeah.
Hey, baby.
But,
who did that?
Maybe next year we can do that.
Oh, okay. Maybe Papa Cheetah won't feel like cooking all day for next year.
No.
If you're coming, I'm cooking. Don't worry.
Okay. Well, we're going to finish up, but we can't play enough. Remember, LauraCheetle.com. Brand new album, Chill. It's absolutely fantastic. We've had a chance to get a taste of it today. You know, I've got a problem. I can't start a song and not play the entire thing. So
I think
should be listened to. Laura, thank you so much. Thanks to the Cheadles. It was great.
Thank you.
Happy
so much,
Mother's
Kevin.
Day, Sue.
Oh, thank you very much. I appreciate that. That's nice.
Happy Mother's Day.
Happy Mother's Day, everybody.
Yeah. Dr. Day, once again, an outstanding job done by the Wild World News staff.
Well, and when you have a lovely guest like Laura on, the show just goes well.
It absolutely does. You should give them a raise, but don't charge me any more money.
No.
There's Laura Cheadle. See you next week right here on Blog Talk Radio, brought to you by SRI Label Group. Shelley Leibowitz, we love them. SRIRecords.com.
I've been down this road before.
I'm having conversations in my mind, and I just can't give in this time. I'm having conversations in my mind, and I just won't give in this time. 'Cause I'm a
having conversations.